Well, kitten, I had a great time on our date tonight. I really enjoyed getting to know you better. So, we're here. This is my building. And, I guess this is good night unless you wanted to come up. You do? Oh, awesome. Well, come on up. Let me take you in the door, and we'll grab that elevator right over there. Well, yes, that is the penthouse here. Well, I didn't want to seem too pretentious on our date and really talk about me, you know, how men can be sometimes, so. Well, yes, as I mentioned, I do finance, but I actually own a finance company and we have been very successful. And it's afforded me a lifestyle of things that I enjoy. Well, here we are. Yeah, I don't like to brag about that, you know. I'd much rather hear about your life and all the interesting things you've done, so I appreciate you sharing all that background and information with me. Well, this is my place, and yeah, it is a great view up here of the city. I really enjoy it. Feel free to look around if there's anything you'd like to see. Sure. Let me grab us a drink. Here you go. Well, yes, living room here, and you can see it's a fairly large penthouse on this floor. Down here, well, that's the bedroom down there. This is the spare bedroom. This door? Well, that is my playroom. Well, yeah, it's a little bit like that. Are you sure? Well, I can show you around. Sure, come on in. Let me unlock the door. So, as I said, I've been able to accomplish a number of things, and I enjoy fun play. And that's what this room was expressly built for. As you can see, the floor's nice hardwood floor and sealed. And, oh yes, those are any number of things. That? Well, that is rope. Those are shibari ropes. In fact, I got them on a trip to Japan. They're hand-dyed and made from silk. It's the ancient art of artistically restraining anyone. No, you don't do it in any mean way. It's done very gently and very softly and requires tremendous trust between a couple. Really? Are you sure you'd like to try it? Well, we can talk about that. Let's look around a little more. Those are paddles. Oh, yes. They're used for people that enjoy a little bit of spanking and rough play. You think you would? Oh. Well, I'd love to try, if that's what you want. And hanging next to that, well, that's a custom flogger. No, it's not painful at all. In fact, it's made from only the softest of elk hides. It's double thick and used to create emotional release when used correctly. But that's sort of an advanced technique, sweetheart. I'm not sure a new kitten like you is quite ready for something that advanced. Well, yes, I have a collection of butt plugs and toys over here. There's the classics like the magic wand and air pulse technology, clitoral stimulators. Oh, yes, I've amassed quite a collection of the finest things from around the world here. Well, if you're comfortable, I'd be happy to show you some of these. But I tell you what, why don't you let me start by helping you out of that dress? Yeah? Great. You are pretty. Been staring at you all night and couldn't keep my eyes off you. Ooh, that beautiful skin. And I love the way the hair hangs down almost to the top of your cleavage. That's gorgeous. I've always been partial to hair color like yours. Yeah, sure. Let me help you out of that bra. Wow, those are absolutely amazing. You are so, so gorgeous. Makes me want to tie those up and play with them. Would you be all right with that? Great. Oh, sure. Let me take this. Unbutton the shirt. Yeah. Why, yes, I do go to the gym regularly. It's part of the perks of being in this building. All right. Sure. Here you go. Let's get you onto these cute panties you got poking out the top of your dress here. Yeah. Ooh, look at those legs. Very pretty. Sure, I can match. That's no problem. Let me unzip here. Yes. Alexa, prepare playroom.
Lights, temperature, and security are now prepared. Sir, enjoy playtime.
Yes, in this room, everyone calls me Sir. And you can address me by that as long as we're in here. Good. I'm glad you like that. Now, where was that rope? I'm going to put on you a shibari tie called a pentagram tie. We first wrap it around your back. Then up over here. Yep. Back through the front loop to the back again. Between the breasts. Loop it around again. Come across the top of the breasts. Like that. Back to the back. And all the way back down and around the front. Yep, that's correct. Now, we'll tie it off here in the back. And finish it by going gently around the back of your neck. And back down to the front. Now, if you look right on your collarbone, you'll see that the shape there forms a neat little pentagram. And can you feel that your breasts are isolated? Yes, it puts a little pressure below them and a little pressure above them. Your pretty tits are now poking out in such a beautiful manner. Yes. Oh, let me. Oh, yes. Let me kiss these. You like the feeling of being restrained? Really? Well, come over here to the wall. Yeah. See those hooks right there? All right. Give me your left hand. I'll do what's called a simple tie around your wrist. Goes around twice. Makes a lark's head. Secure it. That's called the bite of the rope. And I'll just, yeah, not too much pressure, see? Right. Now, we'll put it up here and quick tie it off. And give me your right hand. And I'll do the same thing around your wrist twice. And then we'll take it up to the D-ring. Now I'm going to pull this side just a little bit so that each side of your arms has just a little bit of tension on them. How does that feel? Great. All right. Now, I am going to go back to licking this nipple. These are very, these are very pretty and tasty breasts you have here, my dear. Now, watch what happens when I take this chest harness right in the middle between your breasts, and I'm going to lift it a little bit. You like that? And I'm going to shake it around a little bit. Now, I can manipulate your entire body by just moving this knot here, and it sends pleasures of sensation into each side of your breast. You ready? Now, I'm going to move it around a little bit and control your body while I lick your other nipple. You ready? Ooh. Oh, this is fabulous. Kitten, you're doing so, so well, but as you can see through my underwear, your little moans of pleasure, well, it's made me rather hard. So, now I am going to take off your panties, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. Ooh, look at this sweet, sweet little pussy of yours. She needs a little attention, doesn't she? She's become rather jealous. All right, I'm going to worship these boobs of yours some more, kitten, but I'm going to reach down between your lips of your legs, and I am going to rub your sweet clit while I do it. You ready? Oh, go ahead. Scream out. Moan as much as you want. Oh no, much louder than that. Louder. Scream it. Oh, you're getting so wet. Yeah, struggle. That's a good girl. Struggle against the ropes for me. I am just going to rub this clit first. Ah, come on. Atta girl. Atta girl. Oh, make my fingers wet. Yes. Come on. You know what? Oh, you taste. It's rather lovely on my fingers. Yes, it is. All right. Spread your legs. Atta girl. Roll your hips out so you can expose that clit towards me. Yeah, here. Let me put this little pillow behind you and block your hips out against the wall. You can't help but show me your clit now, can you? In fact, I'm going to take one leg. I'm going to lift it up and fully expose you. In fact, I'm going to take this rope. I'm going to do a gentle tie around your knee, just above it. Just a double loop real quick. And I'll tie it off to this D-ring up by where your hand is. Ah, yes. Look at you. You're fully exposed to me. And there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you can lift your leg if you want. But you'll then be suspended by three ropes. You want the other one suspended. All right, let's do that. Let me do the same thing. I'll tie off above your knee over here. Nice quick double loop. Leave it loose. And I'll attach it up to this D-ring. Now look, your pussy is fully exposed to me, and you're hanging here helpless on my wall. I bet you didn't think this is what would happen when you came up that elevator. Now, I'm going to lick you, and I'm going to hold your butt cheeks and shove that pussy into my mouth while I do it. In fact, I am going to mouth fuck you. Oh, so good. I know this feels unlike anything you've ever had. Come on, kitten, come for me. Come for me, kitten. I said, come for me, kitten. Oh, so good. So good. You're getting close. You taste so good. Atta girl. Your breathing's getting heavy. Oh, your muscles are contracting. Atta girl. Now, open. And come for me. Oh, such a good, good girl. Now, if you notice, you're not too high off the wall. I am going to take off these boxers. Free this cock, and I am going to ram it in you. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me you want my big cock in you. What's that? Again, kitten. Oh, you see, when you ask me and you beg like that, how much it turns me on. All right, spread those lips. Ah, fuck. This pussy is so wet. Ah, it's so good. Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to do this since we stepped in here. Love this sweet pussy. And look, I can now grab your breast and move your whole body hanging here on the wall like one big fuck toy and on and off my cock. What? Oh, you want my cum in you, do you? Yes, you will have it, kitten. You feel so, so good. Oh, you're squirting on me again. Oh, that turns me on so much. Yeah, cocks expanding, it's gonna squirt it. We made on the floor. Here, let me untie you. Atta girl, one leg. Ah, and then the other. Ah, yes. And the arms. Now. Good girl. You are so good at this, kitten. We might have to schedule more playtime on our next date. Come here. Let's go sit on the couch. I think we left our drinks out there. You are so gorgeous. Yes, let me play with that pretty hair of yours while I undo that harness. Oh, you want to leave it on? Oh, yes, we can leave it on for a while if you like. Come here. Sit down by me. Let me just hold you. Kitten, you were amazing. You are a beautiful, gorgeous woman. I really enjoyed our time together, and I hope we can schedule more date time and play time very, very soon. Such a pretty woman.